Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, I was thinking about this not too long ago, and I was encouraged. I know that we've been talking some time about getting fit and enjoying some recreation and getting back in shape. And, you know, sometimes you get stuck in a paradigm, you know, a pattern of thinking where you think, you know, I can, maybe I'm getting older, I can't do those certain things anymore, and maybe I can't be as active as I used to be. And you just kind of go with the flow and go with a mindset that's maybe what's popular to other people. And it kind of limits you. And I just came across an article and some news about this gentleman. I mean, obviously, we think about people working out, we think about young people, and we think about people being active. But there's a guy by the name of Jim Hurd, who at 81 years old, Pat, 81 years old, is still, he's running. He's a sprinter. And he competes amongst other men in their 70s in these events. He has ribbons, he has medals. I mean, he's 81 years old. And we're not talking walking. He's actually, and we're not talking like a marathon, a jog.
Right.
A sprint. You know, I mean, sprint is like an explosive race. You're down on kind of, you know, on your hands and you know, real low. When that gun fires, you're supposed to be just bolt out of the box. You're supposed to just, with an explosion, make a mad dash.
Mm-hmm.
And here's this 81-year-old man who's just shattering at least my paradigms of working out and how fit you can be. And it's just an example. I mean, just think about Jim. I mean, it's a great example for working out, but it's such a great example for so many things in life where maybe you've had a mindset that, well, you know, because most people don't do that, then, you know, I need to stay within the box. You know, the box only says that you could only do, you know, this thing. And what was cool about Jim is that he wasn't always a runner. He wasn't always a sprinter. Believe it or not, he started running and doing these sprints when he was in his 60s. He started, yeah, his coworker kind of figured out, what do you know? He stopped hanging out and they asked him, what do you do? And he's like, well, I haven't told my family this yet, but I'm actually training for this sprinting competition. He was inspired by someone out on the West Coast who was doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I want to do this. I want to try it at 60. I want to encourage you that maybe you can be like a gym. Maybe it's working out. Maybe you've said, you know, I'm too overweight or I'm too old or, you know, my body hurts too much and I can't do those things. I can't run anymore like I used to. Those are for young people. I'm past my prime. Well, let me tell you, gym totally shattered that paradigm. But maybe it's something else. Maybe you've thought that, you know, I've done, you know, all that I can do for the Lord and this is all I can and, you know, I'm just happy to do X, Y, Z. Let me tell you, you can take that paradigm off. You can go into a whole new direction in your life, and you can say, listen, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. You can change the world if you can just change your mind. And it's amazing how patterns of thinkings and thought, you know, thoughts can either propel you into your destiny or it can lock you into, you know, a doom and gloom situation where you can't see your way out. Your best thinking has actually got you to the place that you're in today. And so you can just change your mind. Oftentimes, and I hope we can get to this, you know, more in this hour, but the power of thoughts and where thoughts can take us to. You know, oftentimes thoughts are like seeds and they actually produce, you know, bad seeds, you know, bad thoughts produce a bad harvest, but good thoughts produce a great harvest. And I was actually having this conversation with my sons and I said, you know, what would happen to a child who is in school? And subconsciously, they have a thought that maybe they're not smart enough or that they're dumb, that they don't know anything. What are some behaviors, some actions or inactions that that young person would have, you know, how would they act out in their classroom? So they gave me some examples. Oh, he would, you know, he or she would be scared or, you know, they wouldn't want to mess up. And but the truth is that if a person, young or old, let's say, who's learning in an educational environment, for example, has a mindset, has thoughts in their, you know, running through their mind that they're dumb, that they're not smart, those thoughts are operating in the background of their mind. Listen, do you think that child's ever going to raise their hand to answer a question? Do you think that student's ever going to raise their hand to volunteer and answer in public? Do you think that person's going to, you know, get up there and solve that mathematical equation if they think that in their mind that they can't? And it's so important to recognize that thoughts always produce something. And so I'm amazed at how many times people try to live in a autopilot type of environment, but not realizing that there's a thought processes that are occurring every day in their mind. You know, there's thoughts that saying I can, there's certain thoughts that saying that I can't. And if we can deal with our thoughts, where the Bible says to take every thought captive and make them obedient to Christ. I mean, when you think about taking every thought captive, there's a role that every person has to play. You know, I can't get in your mind and you can't get in my mind. And oftentimes people are struggling with the fact that I just can't control what's in their head. No, you can't. Mm. Everyone has to control their, you know, their a guardian of their own heart. You know, the Bible says, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of your life. It is the fountain of your life. And if you have toxic, stinking thinking, you're going to have toxic harvest. You're going to have a toxic result in your life. We can actually change our thoughts. Oftentimes, I like to say you can change it like you change a channel on a television screen with the remote. You just kind of just change it, and you can think on good things. In fact, that's what the Bible tells us to do. It says whatever's excellent, whatever's trustworthy, whatever's wonderful, think on these things. And that's the beginning of being able to redirect or refocus your thought process and, you know, refocus everything that's going on in your life. Because let me tell you something, today can be the time that you make the choice to say, you know what, I don't like the fruit that I'm living in. I don't like what's happening in my life. I don't like the harvest. Well, you can decide this today to say, you know what, I'm going to change how I've been thinking about maybe this situation about my family, maybe change the situation, what's running in your mind about your career, maybe about your health, you know, your fitness. You can begin to start filling yourself with faith-filled thoughts and declarations of what you want to see manifest in your life. You can never go and do anything that's opposite of what you've been thinking about. I mean, we all know that in the natural, but how many times have we been trying to think about or thinking that we're going to do something that's completely contrary to the thoughts that we've been having in our mind? You know, I'm going to get a job. Meanwhile, you've been thinking thoughts that there are no jobs around there. There are no jobs. But you're not going to get a job. You're fooling yourself. Or, you know, I'm going to get fit. I'm going to be fit. I'm going to be in a lean, mean. I'm going to, you know, lose all this weight. But in reality, you constantly have thoughts in your mind that I'm not going to lose this weight. You know, I can't stop eating. This is not going to happen. It's never going to be a reality in your life if you don't change your thoughts, if you don't change the seeds that you've been sowing in your mind. Or, you know, if you have thoughts in your mind that God doesn't love you, if you have thoughts in your mind that God's not for you, if you have thoughts in your mind that God is rejecting you, then you're never, ever going to experience his love the way you can. Because those thoughts are going to limit your actions. They're going to limit what you do. And that's why we need to be encouraged every day to take our thoughts captive. You know, I like to the analogy that I like to use a lot oftentimes is that, you know, maybe there's a conveyor belt that's running through your mind. And all of a sudden there's a thought that comes there, you know. Not every thought that enters your mind is from you. God can drop a thought in, you know, for you. But so can the enemy. And if it doesn't line up with God or his word, You can take that thought that's going on that conveyor belt and literally snatch it down. Just go ahead and pull it down and make it obedient to Christ. And you can replace that bad thought with a good thought. Thoughts that say you can't, and you replace it with thoughts that say you can. And I'm telling you that if you change your thinking, you will see a different harvest in your life. You will see different things occur in your life that will just literally change your world. But it all begins with what are you going to allow to run in your mind. You have to be disciplined in that area. Otherwise, you'll start reaping all sorts of different things because you just allowed your mind to run wild. It's the wild, wild west. You have to give yourself parameters. There's certain things that you can't focus on, and there's certain things that you can. You know, it reminds me of when I was talking with my sons about baseball when they were playing, you know, and I was coaching there on their baseball team. You know, there had some boys that went up to bat, and I mean, they're taking their bat and they're hitting home plate, and they're ready. They're going to crush something. Right, I mean, it doesn't matter what the pitcher's throwing. In their mind, they're getting a base hit, and they're going to get on base. I mean, it's just, you can just see the energy and the intensity. And then you have some other boys that maybe they haven't played much, or you know, it's their first year, and they're you can see every thought. I mean, you can literally see in their actions and their body language their thoughts, because they're like, I don't know if I'm going to hit. They ask questions like, how many outs is it, coach? Because they don't want to make the last out, you know, or they're looking at the pitcher and they're saying things like, oh, he's throwing so fast. Oh, my goodness, watch his arm. You know, oh, those guys are so big over there. Mm-hmm. Those are all fearful type statements. And they're out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. All of those things are literally just been flooding in their heart. And so when they get up there, they strike out, you know, they don't do well. And then they wonder why they're not getting a hit. They're not making contact. Well, because they defeated themselves in their own mind. It's impossible to move outside of what you've been thinking. You know, and it's not always goes to the swift or to the most talented. It goes to the person who thinks they can, who has faith to believe. We were talking about this other young boy on one of their teams. He didn't have the most prettiest swing. You know, they talk about different people's baseball swings, and Jackie Robinson has such a beautiful swing, and this person just looks so nice when they're up at bat. I mean, you could just know that if they ever make contact, that ball is hitting out of the ballpark. Well, this young boy, he didn't have the prettiest stance or the nicest swing, but what he did have was faith, and he did have excellent thoughts in his mind. I mean, in his mind, and he'd tell you, I'm going to get a hit. And it didn't look pretty, but he sure got on base.
Wow.
And he wasn't the fastest guy, but he sure hustled. And more often than not, a person, I mean, he didn't have natural talents, and, you know, some people have natural gifts. They just start doing something, you know, and they just flow. He didn't have the natural gifts, but what he did have was a great command of his thoughts and his belief on what he was able to do, and he did it. But the same could be true of you. You know, you can say, listen, I'm tired of this toxic thinking. I'm tired of the results I've been getting. And I want to believe God. I want to move in the area of faith. I want to move in the area of believing and thinking that I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. That I can, that I'm the head and not the tail. And if God is for me, who can be against me? You know, and greater is he that lives in me than he that's in the world. And that I am important because God loves me and he died for me. You know, and that... you know, all things are possible for those who believe. And God said, call things that are not as though they were. You know, and if one can send 1,000 to flight, two can send 10,000 to flight, and I can do this. I can, me and God are a majority, and we can take the land. That's a whole different mindset. Those are all different thoughts than, you know, oh my goodness, it's Monday. Oh my goodness, it's Tuesday. I woke up today, you know, and yesterday was a bad day, and I'm sure today's going to be worse. You know, that's not going to go well. But I'll tell you that if we allow our thoughts to line up with the Word of God, and we allow the Word of God to just stay within our spirit, within our heart, we will begin to see the manifestation of God's word. You know, Joshua says, do not let this book of the law depart from my mouth, your mouth, but meditate on it day and night so that you will be successful in all that you do. We have to meditate and spend time with God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.